This is Greek mythology. We are William and Giancarlo. We are going to talk about the god Zeus. Well, it all started before Zeus was born. At first there was chaos, the only being in the universe. Then he created Gaia, the god of the earth. Gaia was lonely by herself, so she created Uranus, titan of the sky. They got married and said, maybe we should have kids. So they had around 10 kids. But then Uranus started being very mean to Gaia. The baby titans grew very fast. They were adults in a matter of weeks. So Gaia created a site. She asked if any of the boy titans, were brave enough to kill Uranus. No one stepped up. Finally, the youngest of the titans, Cronos, stepped up and he said, "I'll do it." Cronos came up with a plan. He asked for 4 brothers to step up before Zeus. So Cronos told them, "Hold your eyes for me, and you shall rule his 4 parts of the world." So Gaia took Uranus on a date. Then the 4 jumped on him. One took his left leg, one for his right leg, one for his right hand, one for his left hand. Then came Cronos with the scythe. Uranus said, "Don't do it. You'll be cursed forever. Your children shall overthrow you." Then Cronos chopped them up.
A few years later, the boy titans were lonely. They looked at other girl titans and said, In another place, Gaia was tired, so she decided to take a nap. A nap for immortals is sometimes millions of years. So the titans got married. Cronos was the king of time and all titans. He married Rhea, one of the girl titans. They had kids. They looked even more powerful than Cronos, so he devoured them. And one day, Rhea was pregnant again. This time, she had a plan. She put the baby's cloak around a rock and gave it to Cronos. Then he swallowed it. She brought the real baby named Zeus to an island. There are some kind of tree spirits raised the young.
A few years later, Zeus grew up. He came up with a plan. He would be Cronos' cupbearer for a few years and gain his trust and keep his identity secret. Then he would make his move. So, for a few years, he was Cronos' cupbearer. One day, he decided to make his move. He was at a dinner with the Titans. He boasted that his master, Cronos, was the best drinker in the world. He gave his master a drink that would make him throw up his brothers and sisters. Cronos drank it. He threw them up and the gods ran away. A war started between the gods and titans. There were a lot of battles. The final battle took place at Cronos' fort. The gods collapsed his fort. Cronos was covered in ruins. They threw the rest of the titans into Tartarus, a pit for monsters. Zeus chopped up Cronos and threw him his pieces into Tartarus. From then on, the peaceful titans and the gods, whose king was Zeus, were the new leaders. Now, William will tell you the story of Zeus and the goddess Hera.
One day, Zeus morphed into a bird. He flew to Hera's window and banged into it. Hera, loving the bird on first sight, took it in. She kept it for a few days. Then he turned back into his real form. Hera was shocked at this. She was outraged, but partly charmed. He asked to marry her. At first, she said no, but after a while, she agreed to marry him. So, from then on, Zeus and Hera were the king and queen of the gods. That concludes our podcast. This was William and Giancarlo. Bye!